Good evening, Brian. Welcome to the Space Show.
Yes, hi. It's great to be on it.
What's the purpose of the Woomera test and evaluation range?
The Woomera prohibited area is an area that's been put aside for defence test and evaluation. Now, that's trials and tests that we need to conduct to ensure that we've got the necessary weapons to provide security for our country.
And what sort of area, where is it exactly, and what sort of area does it cover?
Yes, it's in South Australia. It takes up a fair size. It's actually 127,000 square kilometres in South Australia. It's about 5 hours north of Adelaide.
There wouldn't be many parts of the world where you could actually get such a large area, would there?
No, this is unique in the Western world, and we think it'll be becoming increasingly important as weapons become longer range. In fact, it is unique in the sense that there's not much up there to get in the way of your tests, your trials, your experiments. And that's in two senses, in the sense of buildings and infrastructure, you know, people, cities, towns, not too many of those, and in the sense of electromagnetic radiation, the effects of TV stations and radios and the like.
Who owns the land?
Okay, it's defence controls the land, but most of it is state's crown land for South Australian government, South Australian have subleased that to pastoralists, and a lot of it also is Aboriginal land.
So the land is not just barren and unused.
Well, it largely is, but some blocks of it down in, because it's so large, there's parts of it that have pastoral use, but most of it, there's up to about 120 people with sheep farms and the like.
And what advantages does Woomera have over other test ranges, say the one that Kennedy Space Centre, the Cape Canaveral, for example?
Yes, the great advantage is that it's over the land recovery. Apart from its, you know, great size and uninterrupted area, so you can get up over 600 kilometres in a straight line shot, is that you can recover the items that you may wish to be trialling or experimenting. So most ranges, like in the United States or in Europe, have recovery into the sea, and it's a lot harder to get the rocket or the munition or the missile. But at Woomera, if you can track it, you can find it.
When was the range set up?
It was set up for the British program in the late 40s. In fact, following the World War II and in the beginnings of the Cold War, Britain was looking at a missile program, and they came out here in 1947. And in fact, it started a lot of things in Australia. It's quite, the history is absolutely fascinating. For example, the scientists and technicians that they initiated brought out here started the Defence Scientific Technical Organisation that's based here in Adelaide the Salisbury area. That's an advantage or an offshoot of it. And also, interestingly enough, I found out in the history that ASIO was established as a direct result of needing to protect the secrets that were involved in these sort of programs. So it's got a fascinating part of Australian history involved in it.
Well, obviously there are so many things that have gone on there, we can't discuss them all, but what were some of the highlights?
Well, apart from the those early programs that I referred to, there's two in particular I'd like to talk about, firstly, the European Launch Defence Development Organisation in the 60s and 70s. They basically put 10 launches of the Europa vehicle, they had attempted to place a satellite in orbit, but it failed, and the program was cancelled. But they the history of that program remains at Woomera through the hotel that accommodates people in the township of Woomera, called the Elder Hotel. The second program that was really exciting was Australia's first satellite launch, which actually occurred on the 29th of November 1967. And in this day and age of we think we're smarter, we can do it better, they were given 12 months to come up with their satellite on their program, and they achieved it. And so from nothing to a satellite, conceived, constructed and launched, 12 months is an unbelievable program. It was called WIRESAT, WRE satellite, Weapons Research Establishment. So it was from DSTO, based in Adelaide.
And what's been happening there at Woomera recently?
Oh, at the moment, it's primarily used for two purposes. The first one being defence test and evaluation, and those sort of activities go on throughout the year. Testing missiles, doing training, testing explosives. There's a range of activities, and also normal training, such as from the 9th Brigade based in South Australia, and also air defence weapon firing from Australian forces and from Singaporeans. The other side, so that's the defence use, which is its prime use, is the commercial use, and defence has opened it up for other activities. And this year we've seen two particular programs of note, the first one being the Japanese National Aerospace Laboratory program called Next One, where they're trialling technologies that will be important for the next generation supersonic transport aircraft, the Concorde replacement, for example. They had an unsuccessful launch, actually, in mid this year, but they'll be back. They've worked out what the problem is, and they'll be back at the end of next year to recommence their program of rocket launches with scaled, unpowered aircraft on it, 11-metre-sized aircraft that they're using in unpowered flight, just glides and parachutes to the ground, to gain information over the sorts of technologies that they think will be relevant for the future. The second one is the University of Queensland High Shot program, which achieved a world first on the 30th of July this year. They achieved 7 seconds of scramjet flight of a positive thrust of supersonic flight, and that program was the second flight. The year before they'd tried unsuccessfully, but this year they achieved it, and once again that one looks like it'll continue as they build on their great success.
Just briefly, what is a scramjet?
Basically was developed in the Second World War as we've progressed from normal combustion engines to jet engines. Scramjet is supersonic flight, ramjet, which is just enabling the application of it is twofold. Firstly, in faster motors or engines that can propel either rockets into space cheaply, or aircraft. And the famous statement is, to allow us to fly from Sydney to London in 2 hours, or in defence applications.
Over the last few years, we've heard about plans to launch rockets into space, into orbit from Woomera. Are any of those plans active at the moment?
We'd very much wish that they were, but the current state of the world's satellite market is it's pretty saturated and there's not enough funds to generate the spaceport based out of Woomera. There's currently two proposals that have mooted, the first one being the Kistler company and the second one being Falcon. There was a third, but we believe that, or we know that they've now wound up that company and they're no longer proceeding with their ideas. So there's a lot of ideas out there, but they require a bit of funding, and that's what we're hoping will come shortly.
You mentioned that one of the advantages of Woomera is that you can bring payloads back. Any chance of bringing payloads back to Woomera from outer space?
Yes, there is one in particular that we're currently looking at, and it's a Japanese project as well, through the Institute of Science and Astronomical Sciences, ISIS, which is one third of the three Japanese space organisations. They've got a program called MUSA-C that is looking at capturing part of an asteroid and bringing it back to Earth to see what it's all about. This has never been achieved before. Their idea will take they'll launch mid next year and return in 2007 at Woomera with a small film canister sized sample of this asteroid, and they'll take it to Japan for evaluation and study. What they hope to get out of it is to understand how the our solar system was developed, and they'll learn that from the what they see the combination of metals and construction of the asteroid that they're visiting.
Mm. Now, when the first Apollo samples were brought back, they were put into biological containment just in case they had any germs. As it turned out, there weren't any. And it has been suggested that comets seeded Earth with life. Should we take any precautions on bringing the samples of a comet back to Earth?
This asteroid is one of the benign ones. Yes, we are taking all the necessary precautions. The Australian agencies have been involved in reviewing this and have stringently examined the requirements. They're applying the United Nations standard to this return. Because it's never been done before, it creates some interesting challenges, but these have been overcome, and as I understand it, the necessary applications have been approved.
Mm. And who gets to see the sample first? Will you be there to open the box up and see what's inside?
No, the box remains closed and doesn't get open until it gets back to Japan.
If it's made of ice, it'll melt, of course.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us on the Space Show.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.